So many things in the pipeline already, which we shaped and created already, and I can't wait to see Mark, the head of design, presenting it to you, hopefully in person, because you need to see it in real.
My thanks to Henrik Benders, head of Audi brand, for joining us for this week's episode of The Chiefs. For our next episode, we turn to one former Bank of England governor and UN envoy on a path to making banking more sustainable. This episode of The Chiefs was produced and researched by Paige Reynolds and edited by Steph Chungu with the assistance of Desiree Bandley. I'm Tyler Brulé. Thanks very much for listening.
Tignum is proud to partner The Chiefs on Monocle 24. Tignum teaches and coaches tangible solutions to enhance the personal readiness of leaders and their teams. Tignum takes them from exhausted to energized, overwhelmed to in control, fragile to resilient, fixed mindset to mentally agile, being busy to creating value so that they can make a massive positive impact in their world. To find out more, head to Tignum.com. But right now, don't touch the dial. Stay tuned for this week's Tignum Thought.
My name is Scott Pelton, and I'm one of the co-founders of Tignum and our Chief Performance Officer. Today's topic is the work-life guilt reset. So why did we write this? Where does this concept of work-life guilt come from? Well, it's funny because in our coaching conversations, more and more it's come up, especially during COVID and this distributed work environment, where people are working from home. And when we think of working from home, many of the constraints that have been placed upon us are no longer upon us. But the one constraint that never seems to go away is our own self-judgment, our own guilt. And we've seen the impact that this has made on so many clients, especially when it comes to emotional fatigue, because guilt can be such a disturbing emotion that we have and thought process that we have, that it just adds a huge emotional burden upon us. So what do we mean when we talked about work-life guilt? Clients would tell us versions of stories where they would say, you know, I feel like sometimes I get a natural break in the morning, let's say around 11 o'clock after I've had this huge rush or onslaught of one-on-one meetings.